Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very, very fun job to have. As you can hear from all those beeps, business is growing all over the place, and it's just very, very fun to be involved with such a dynamic group of people and a dynamic team, and you can hear those beeps still coming in. Thanks for listening in tonight. I've got the pleasure of interviewing tonight in our Profiles for Success, Brandi Shinoto. She'll be on in just a couple minutes. Her team has built from 0 to 500 people in the last 30 days. She's following a great system. She's got a serious sense of urgency. Her commitment, her passion level, her work ethic, and all of her team that she's building, really, really a dynamic group, not only in Hawaii, but all over the United States and Canada. So exciting stuff going on. I'm sure you're going to get some important insights for your business when you hear what Brandi has to say. But before that, I want to talk about the launch of our Million Mom Movement logo. I hope that everybody had an opportunity to check your email today. Another step forward in what we're doing here. I loved Amy Venner's statement. Amy, one of our owners, she said in the email, Dave and I won't stop until our goal has been reached and we're a million strong. So we have a clear goal now. We're looking for a million moms, 1,000 women in 100 communities, helping 10 families each, eating clean and green. And you're going to see more information about our Million Mom Movement. We're going to have a new web page up. We're actually going to be creating a video specifically for this program. So it's something that differentiates us. Dave and Amy have been holding the torch for years and years, literally decades, shining a light on processed foods and now shining a light forward, saying, follow us, this is the way to go. And everyone on this phone has an opportunity to be part of that Million Mom Movement. We're actually going to be taking the Million Mom Movement out of the United States and over to Europe. Dave's going to be launching the Love Super Meal in Rosenheim, Germany, just outside of Munich this Saturday. So I'm going to have the pleasure of being there with him to watch him do that. And it's going to be very, very exciting to see, you know, some of the concepts and the ideas that are working so well here in the United States and Canada taken across the pond over to Europe. And we're going to be introducing the Love Super Meal, and we've got lots of other things to roll out in Europe, including the 10-day celebrity transformation. And, you know, the program has, you know, unbelievable products, and, of course, we have our 10-day challenge. So every 10 days, we give away an all-expenses-paid trip for two people, airfare, accommodations, and all the goodies, right to Dave's personal retreat, the Native Springs Oasis. And so tonight, I had the pleasure of announcing another winner before we hear from Brandi Shinoto. And this is the winner of Transformation Challenge number 15. Now, this winner lost more than 10 pounds. Now, everyone knows that to qualify, all you need to do is lose 5 pounds or more. But most of our winners lose more than 10. And the reason is because most people lose more than 10 pounds in just 10 days on the 10-day transformation. So that's probably not a surprise that our winner lost more than 10 pounds. Our winner is a man, and he was told by a friend to do the program. That's also not a surprise. We've had women and men who have both won, and many of the people who joined the program joined after somebody else had a 10-day transformation that was successful. This gentleman is from California, and a couple of things that are unique about our winner here is that he built muscle as well as losing weight, and importantly, he broke his addiction to chewing tobacco. I'd like to bring on the line, if he's on the call, Daniel Bright, and congratulate him for winning Transformation Challenge number 15. Daniel, are you on the call?
Yeah. Thank you for, man, what a surprise.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll add you on speaker. Sorry, I just got over at a friend's house, and what a surprise. You know, the last 30 days have just completely changed my life with the transformation, and really thank my good friend John Davis for pushing me to do it, because I come from a athletic background, and I've been in health and nutrition pretty much all my life, and I'm real skeptical about, you know, a lot of different products, and, you know, there's a lot on the market, and, you know, this was something that seemed new. It seemed very advanced, almost above its time, with all the science behind it, and you know the simplicity was also attractive towards it, and I was able to quit a chewing tobacco habit that I had for, you know, ever since I was 13 years old, growing up playing baseball in a small town in Ohio and playing football and track and field and then playing collegiately in Northwestern Ohio at the University of Findlay. And, you know, it was something that I never thought that I could, you know, really ever let go of, because it was a part of me. It was a part of, you know, that small town Midwestern, you know, jock that I grew up to be. And, you know, I was just really, really surprised that I was able to get on the products and have zero withdrawals. I mean, I have tried, you know, nicotine gum. I have tried, you know, everything out there, and I was able to not only quit that, but I've had zero, attraction towards alcohol, which, you know, alcohol wasn't a big thing in my life, but I was a pretty big social drinker. And now that I'm living this, you know, healthy lifestyle, it's, you know, it's very contagious. It's contagious to other people. It's contagious to myself. And, you know, it's just, you really have to try it. You really got to do it for anybody to, you know, experience it, you know.
Wow.
You know, well, I'll tell you what, we call it the upward spiral. We call it the upward spiral, and once you have one good habit, one good thing, you feel better, you feel cleaner, you feel lighter, you feel, you know, better about yourself. You know, the word transformation is an important word, and we're not messing around when we talk about this being a full-on transformation. So I know you lost 13 pounds, I know you lost 4.5 inches, but congratulations on breaking that tobacco habit and, you know, eliminating your interest in alcohol. I mean, those things are going to serve you really well. And I hope Dave Sandoval is on the line. Dave, you listening in at the Native Springs Oasis there?
I am. In fact, I've had the pleasure of listening in and hearing his amazing story, and is so impressed. And congratulations, my friend. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Well, cool. Well, you're in for a treat. You're going to go to Dave's personal retreat, and he's going to take fantastic care of you. And you know, it's going to be a good time. So we just finished up a couple of retreats, and Dave, if you want, you can run down some of the highlights of what Daniel's going to be in for. And I know we got some pictures coming out of the latest transformation retreat, which will be fun to see. But why don't you give him just a couple of highlights of what he's got in store? Well, Dave may have gone back on mute, but anyway, it's going to be fantastic, Daniel. All expenses paid
trip. Can you hear me, David?
Yeah, now
I can. Can you hear me, David?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, two people came over from Florida. Two people came up from Paso Robles. All of them had an amazing time. I got notes from one woman who was here who said her life will never be the same. We had some people come in from Europe. We had people from the East Coast. It was a great group. We went rafting. We went to the hot springs. We played water volleyball. We had campfires. We played games, ate delicious food. In fact, the food was so good that people were like, are you sure this is healthy? I taught people how to make the healthiest gravy in the world that is so delicious you'd be sure that you're gaining weight, yet it helps you lose weight. We had a professional photographer here, have some great photos to share with people, and everybody just had, I think, an amazing time, and we can't wait to get you up here. Everybody got, I think everybody got a massage when they got here, another massage before they left, just to make sure that they
nice.
were feeling good. We had morning yoga with Melissa Arden, one of our members who's also a yoga teacher. A couple of our guests who were here as guests, one signed up with a gold pack and is bringing in multiple people. Two signed up for transformations. So just being around the energy got people excited and involved, and that's part of what the transformation is all about, is lives impacting other lives, inspiring stories, creating inspiring stories, success breeding success, and it is a beautiful thing. And you know what, I want to say that Purium is like, it's a big, big umbrella, because we have so many people from so many different diverse backgrounds, and we have one thing truly in common. We all care about ourselves, we care about the planet, we care about other people, we want to do better for ourselves and others and for the planet. And I'm really, really happy to be part of an organization that has such an incredibly diverse, you know, number of members who have so much in common, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
And that which we have in common, which drives us and brings us together. And so I want to, you know, just thank everybody who's on the call tonight from points northeast, south, and west, from Hawaii, and from Europe, and from Canada, and from Texas, and from all points in between, for being part of what we're doing here, because it's a beautiful thing. And, of course, our special guest tonight has an amazing success story, business-building story, that could not have happened if it wasn't coupled with a people story and a basically people's personal success on the health level. So can't wait to hear her story. So David, I'm going to flip it back to you, and if I have a chance, we'll maybe get another word in. Otherwise, I'm going to sit back and listen.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks, Dave. And Daniel, thanks so much. Congratulations. We'll give you more information about your retreat. And if you could hit mute or *6, that'd be great. And Dave, that was a perfect segue. As you said, we've got somebody with a tremendous success story. Her name is Brandi Shinoto. She made it to Green Diamond in just her first couple weeks in the business, on track for Black Diamond or Red Diamond, and certainly has her sights on Crown. Exciting things going on in Hawaii and coming out of her group. All over the place. So, Brandi, are you on the line?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Doing fantastic. Well, thanks for being on, and congratulations on such a fast start, 500 new people. Why don't you share with everyone just a little bit about yourself? Most people have not heard of you, but maybe heard about you, but have not heard from you. So why don't you tell us a little about yourself and your team?
Well, I think I share, like how Dave Sandoval brought out, I share a lot in common with people on the line. You know, I call myself a wellness entrepreneur because I have a passion for health and wellness, but I also have a passion for business, and this has been me for the past 15 years of my life. I've been in the health and wellness arena, but I've also owned my own businesses in the health and wellness arena, and I've just been really blessed to be connected with a really tight-knit group of people where we share positivity with each other, and we really boost each other up, and we move through, you know, we journey through each other, and those are our team members. And I just absolutely want to just recognize the people that just made us have an absolutely slam dunk in last 4 weeks. You know, we were coming into this pay plan mid-month, right, last month. So we actually had 2 weeks to qualify out. And I just want to recognize the two women that I've partnered up with for the past 2-3 years. And they are just amazing friends of mine. We've had a blast. We've been through the ups and downs of building businesses and getting healthy together and transforming physically and mentally. That's Jasmine Atrick, who qualified out executive in just 2 weeks last month. And that's also Tracy Fujikani, who qualified out 2 weeks as executive too. And they're just amazing women. I mean, truly out there, the mentality, when you talk about like attracting like, that's the one thing that, you know, I really admire my team about, is that everybody has that mission within them to truly go out and help others, both equally on the health side, but also building wealth. And they're just two amazing ladies. I also wanted to recognize my directors. We got Coco De La Cruz, we got Nalani Acacio, Thomas Iwashita, Deborah Werner, Ramona Flores, and Alicia Hankins, who all qualified out director in just those 2 weeks. And then now, you know, we got 2 weeks into this new month, So we have Ursula Nihau, who just had a chance. She's on vacation. Okay, let me tell you. Ursula Nihau is on vacation, and Ursula Nihau made executive while on vacation for the last 2 weeks, just because of literally knowing her plan. You know, she knew what she had to get to by the middle of the month, and she made it happen. She got to visit headquarters. She made executive, and then also we got Nikki Lunny Miller, who made director in these last 2 weeks, and then, you know, this is the only time I'll ever get to do this, and I'm gonna go ahead and do it. To all of our consultants, Nicole, Olivia, Kavehi, Savannah, Teresa, Michelle, Deverlyn, Lisa, Heidi, Sherry, Rona, thank you so much. And basically, this is the foundation of our team that's gonna move forward. That is just truly, you know, getting out there, Dave. Thanks so much.
Excellent.
That is so amazing. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, there's a lot of people listening tonight who are brand new, and I just want, what does it mean, David Litt, what does it mean to get to, you know, consultant in 2 weeks? What do they have to do?
Well, consultant is 1,000 points, director is 2,500, executive is 6,000, Brandy hit Green Diamond, which is 30,000 points in just a couple of weeks. And I think, you know, the key to her success is just what she shared. It's her energy, her enthusiasm, her passion, and her desire to work with people and help them be successful. So, you know, here I was asking Brandy about herself, and immediately she turns it over and talks about her people, and I love that. Very, very cool stuff, Brandy. Well, let's get into, you know, talking a little bit about how you, you know, how you work, what you do, what you've done, what you plan on doing. And maybe let's start with what attracted you to Purium. I know you've got a deep background in health and wellness and nutrition. You really have a strong understanding of what's out there in the marketplace from a, like you say, you call yourself a wellness entrepreneur from a product standpoint and a business standpoint. So what was it that you saw in Purium that made this opportunity really attractive?
Well, after being in the industry of health and wellness, having my own clinic, having my own clients for, you know, over 10 years, I really realized that the only way I was truly going to be able to touch as many people as I wanted was to be involved with a network marketing company. I mean, there was a point when I was sitting there as one coach to, you know, over 1,000 people, and that wasn't going to be able to duplicate. So at that point, I had, you know, a few years ago gotten involved in the industry because I know that this is the best industry. If you want to share a message that can truly help people and you want to get it out there, you're going to do it through the industry of network marketing. So I had been involved. I've been dabbling in the industry, and I was with another company for a couple of years. And, you know, we had had some success, but I had learned in that company. I basically, from that experience, learned exactly what I needed from a company that I would be able to call my long-term home, because I knew that that company I was with was not going to be my long-term home. And after really understanding the ins and outs of the industry, I was able to connect with a great friend of mine who's actually an industry consultant. I mean, this man is he's a genius. He's just, I mean, I look up to him. He's one of my mentors. And I approached him, and I said, hey, you know, I want you to help me find exactly what I'm looking for. And he helped me figure out exactly what I was looking for, which, if you know the mind of an entrepreneur, to get us focused down to one thing is one of the hardest things, but this man was able to do it. He did it. I mean, he sat me down, and every criteria we went through, you know, I said I wanted the tools. I said I wanted a product that was real. I wanted a product line that, you know, I could take home with me, a product line that people would fall in love with. I also said I wanted a company that was backed by the people backing the company were walking the walk. You know, and I also talked about wanting a compensation plan that rewarded for customer acquisition as opposed to just signing up distributors. And believe it or not, when we, you know, went through all the check marks and looking through everything, this is the company that we settled on. That's why we're here, because it met every criteria that we needed.
That's perfect. Well, I'm glad that you did the due diligence, and I'm glad that we have consultants out there in the industry who are looking around at other companies and liking what we're doing. And I don't think that's a surprise, and I think more and more we're going to see people that understand nutrition, understand being an entrepreneur in network marketing, you know, migrating over to Purium, and I know you and your team are working on that as we speak. So tell us a couple of, you know, pieces of advice, success tips that you have, you know, as far as enrolling new people, leading people, supporting people. I know you do a lot on Facebook. You know, why don't you share a little bit about your system and how you work, and get, let's get inside the, you know, the team and what, you know, what you coach people to do.
Oh my goodness, this is what I love. I mean, this is absolutely what I love. I didn't mention actually my business partner, you know, my partner in crime. I am married, so I have my husband that's like my best friend, and he's my best supporter. I couldn't ask for anyone more to help me just become the person that I really want to be. And then I have my brother on the side. See, as an entrepreneur, I'm going to come back to that because my heart is really out for entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, our brain can be so wide. We have all these ideas, but when it comes down to implementing a plan, we really need to find like a team, people we can partner up with to help us bring our gifts out into the world. And, you know, for me, that's my brother, Halle. He's my younger brother, and he has truly helped really shape the way I look at things and has helped me be able to communicate those tips of success to people. But, you know, I'm going to just, like, give it right now because I know we don't got too much time. But basically the whole idea is whenever you take any action, you want to make sure it is outcome-based. In the words of a great coach of mine, it's called income-producing action. And another great coach of mine, it's not busy work. What do you call it, Dave Litt? You don't call it busy work. You call it the other kind of work?
You put me on the spot here. But
I know.
I'm not sure, but I know what you're talking about, which is basically the idea that it's not just activity. It's activity that generates a result. And so, yeah,
yes,
absolutely, yes. That's important.
And that's the mindset that we want to get into when you're doing anything. When you wake up in the morning, you want to say, this thing I'm going to do right now, is it outcome-based? Is it action that's going to produce results? And what I mean is, it's not just about going ahead and organizing our pens and our pencils or going ahead and, you know, making some kind of pretty brochure. It's about, will the action create momentum? And that's my next thing, is about really creating personal momentum. Now, the reason why you want to always...
My grandfather said that don't confuse activity with progress, and I think that's exactly, you seem like you learned that a lot younger than he did, so that's brilliant.
Dave, that is exactly it, and the whole key is we want to develop the habit so this progress becomes natural to us. And what most people you know, don't understand is that it takes time to be natural at it, that every action you do, or at least 90% of your action, produces progress as opposed to just activity, like how you brought out. So what we want to do is make it a habit. We want all of these things to come naturally to us. And a lot of people who are building businesses, they don't realize that their habits work against them. So you want to always ask yourself, what am I doing to create personal momentum? Am I becoming a product of the product? Am I taking everything that I can take so that I can have a personal experience to share it with others? Because there's nothing like genuine experience of you actually trying something out. And then reach out to those people and continue to move forward and follow up with them. I always talk to my team about when you're planting a garden, what do? Do you just plant a seed and sit there and wait and watch it grow? Or do you just plant a bunch of seeds and then walk away and watch TV? No, we plant the seeds, we till the ground, we put, you know, great things in it to help it grow, and we water it. And that's what it's about here with building your business. So my team, they're amazing. They inspire me constantly. Our team is about pedal to the metal. I mean, we got our hustle on. We see the opportunity, and we're not going to let it slip away. It's about exposing, and then following through. And basically what we have always stuck to is following the industry's age-old proven system of excite and invite. You excite and invite. You excite, and then you invite them to view one of the tools. For us, it's been three-way calling. It's been our conference calls. It's been Starbucks meetups. It's been healthy happy hours. Right now, we're just doing everything we can to truly create personal momentum on an individual basis, and then creating team momentum, because there is nothing like a group of like-minded individuals who pull their efforts together to truly create a momentum. It's beyond powerful. And that's what we're doing here. It's about being outcome-based. It's about not giving up. It's about continuing to excite and invite. And, of course, misfortune is in the follow-up. So if one of us asks you, hey, where's your people at? You want to know where your people at, and you want to follow up and ask them, and you just want to create this ongoing momentum that's just going to ball up and continue rolling and rolling and rolling. And that's what we're doing, Dave.
You know, you certainly are doing that. There's no question about that, and you've got that sense of urgency. The other thing that you do a fantastic job with is recognition. You know, you and your team have built a great community on Facebook. Tell us a little bit about what you do on Facebook and how you utilize recognition literally on a daily or even hourly basis. I mean, it's no mess around. Anybody who accomplishes anything gets the props. Tell us what you do.
Well, you know, our people are definitely working hard, and I mean, I will work with people who work, and believe me, I believe people need recognition because I need recognition. I mean, some of us even need recognition more than we need pay. So what we make sure to do as leaders is recognize every time somebody creates success. And, you know, that's what you have to start with is right now you may have, you know, you may think, oh my goodness, do I actually have a team? Because you've been going out and busting your, you know, your butt and just trying to work. But if you're a consultant, that means you have at least three people who are going out and telling people about the product. So you're not just having to recognize them for telling people about Real Weight. You want to telling them about Purium. You want to recognize them for actually going out there and selling products. You know, you want to recognize them for doing a lot of those different kind of things. And, you know, that's what we do. It's just really, it's really our culture that we've created as we've went out and we recognize people. We acknowledge them for everything we're doing. It's something we've been doing for years because that's how you help people reach success is when you recognize their gems, the gems that they have. And then when you recognize the gems that they have, then guess what? They see it themselves. And that's a huge part too because sometimes as leaders, we see the gem in them, and they don't even see it yet. So that's a huge part, too, is about being a leader and recognizing that it's about other people and helping them reach their levels of success. And if you can help inspire people reach levels of success, people will follow you till the end because they'll trust you and they'll know that you care about them and then that you have their success in mind. And, you know, I'd love to just share this story of this woman that I met all the way in Maui. Her name is Helena Ross Brown, and I've been working with her, you know, for about 3 years now. She was with me in our other program that we had, and this woman has the kind of consistency that you would not believe. I mean, she had been trying to lose weight for a whole year. I even got her to be a coach, so she got there and she became a weight loss coach, thinking that it would move her forward towards her goals and, you know, all everything about accountability. But this woman had it all. She had the accountability, you know, she posted, but yet in her other weight loss program, she just could not lose the weight. In a whole year, even with my coaching of how to change her diet, she never lost 1 pound. And you know, when she seen what we had in Purium, you know, she had been with that other company for a year, but when we just showed it to her, we said, hey, look, this is what we have. And she said, no question about it. I'm going to do it. So Helena jumped on, and I just want to, you know, she's been an inspiration to us because even though we knew it was going to work, she was one of the very first who completed her 10-day transformation. And after having a whole year of no weight loss with another actual weight loss product, with the 10-day transformation, she lost 15 pounds in 10 days. And, you know, if it hadn't been for the leaders that had kept in touch with her, too, she would have just felt, you know, she would have felt wayside. But she didn't fall wayside because she was with a team that cared about their people and continued to stay connected with their people. And that's really what it's about, Dave. It's about staying connected with your people.
Mm-hmm. What a fantastic story. You know, there you are, just not only planting the seed, like you say, but watering it and tilling it and developing the relationship, and it's a credit to her as well for sticking with you and the team and believing that you'll find something with her and for her, because, you know, after a year of trying to lose weight and not losing anything, you know, it just shows the strength of the relationship and the strength of the community, and that's what makes me so confident that what you've done so far is just the tip of the iceberg, just the beginning of what's going to happen, because this is not a flash in the pan. You've built a team that really cares about each other. It's a great community, and you've done a fantastic job. So thanks for sharing that story. Well, let's wrap up the call here by talking a little bit about, you know, our term wishmaker, which is wealth, independence, security, and health. And, you know, which of those words do you want to share a minute with, and also tie that maybe to what you see for yourself or your team in the next 6 to 12 months? So tell us, you know, what the future looks like and what's important to you in regards to wealth, independence, security, and health.
Well, Dave, you know, I said it from the start, I'm a wellness entrepreneur. So it's definitely health and wealth. And my wish is to help others reach financial success. Entrepreneurs, we have the passion, we have the enthusiasm, we have the desire. We fall, we get back up, we fall, we get back up. And what I want is, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs chase their tail. You know, they've never found the right vehicle. So with this industry, the industry of being able to help people as wellness entrepreneurs, we're helping people change their health, but really it's about this vehicle that we have in Purium with the product line, with David Sandoval, with the compensation plan, with the timing, with your amazing knowledge, David Litt, and of course, you know, my upline with a great friend of mine too. With all of that, you know, my wish is to help others reach financial success. And there is no other industry in the world that if my wish is to help others reach financial success, guess what will happen? I'll get my wish to be there too. And that's what it's about. And for what we see, we're going to be transforming left and right. You know, no matter what's happening, we're going to keep that transformation going. We're going to get families that are eating healthier, feeling better, getting off of processed foods. I see in our future, in the next 6 to 12 months, our goal is going to be 10 crowns. In order for us to have 10 crowns, we're going to need 100 diamonds. Because you need 10 diamonds to make one crown. So I'm looking for 10 people who want to make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. I'm looking for 100 people that want to make $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month. And I'm looking for consultants. I'm looking for 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 consultants who would love to make $500 a month. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to help people reach their goals. We know people are different. Your idea of financial success may mean $500 a month, and that is awesome. We started at $500 a month. That's great. And your idea of financial success may mean $50,000 a month. And if that's the case, let's partner up and let's take it there. The sky's the limit.
Well, nice. Well, we've got a million mom mission, and it sounds like you've got a game plan for 100,000 of that million at least in the next 12 months. So I'm excited that you're on the team, excited that you're making this happen, and really, really pleased that you are willing to share your knowledge and enthusiasm with us here tonight. And I know this is the first of many visits that we'll have with you as you move up in the ranks. But exciting, exciting stuff, 500 new people in 30 days and a great team of wellness entrepreneurs. So, Brandy, thanks for sharing your story and a little bit of insight as to what's gotten you where you've gotten so far so quickly. And, Dave, any last ideas or words as you listen to Brandy? Here she is partnering with you on your mission and your goal and your dreams and, you know, what's happening. Does that give you a little more confidence that good things are going to be happening here at Purium? Dave Sandoval, are you you're on mute again?
Yeah, sorry about that. One more thing that gives me that confidence is in addition to Brandy, who, by the way, if y'all saw Brandy's picture and you thought, wow, that's a beautiful girl, her beauty doesn't come from her physical features. I've been next to her. Her beauty comes from her energy, her enthusiasm, her dedication. That's true beauty, the inner beauty that's far more important, you know, than what you might see in any picture. And I also want to tell you that some people were listening going, oh, yeah, right, $20,000, $30,000. Well, I can't tell you the a month, okay? I can't tell you the exact amount, but I will tell you that we have an associate right now who, when I saw his check for the month, I went online and saw that he is in the top 1% of earners in America, okay, as a Purium member. And we're just getting started. And that's possible, and it's real. And Brandy's going to be there before you know it.
Nice. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in and being part of this call and being part of our team and our mission. And tomorrow night, Dave and Amy are going to do a Meet the Owners call. Then Dave and I are heading off to Germany, but we will still have a Thursday evening business opportunity presentation. So plug in, stay focused, and you know, do the transformation if you've not done it yourself, that's for sure, and take that personal momentum and turn it into being a wellness entrepreneur and sharing it with others. So thanks so much. Congratulations, Daniel, to winning transformation number 15. Brandy, thanks for sharing your story. Dave, thanks for being on and wrapping up the call here for us tonight. So we'll catch you tomorrow night, 1 hour earlier. Our Meet the Owners calls are at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. And thanks for listening in. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.